There are conflicting reports this morning about objects being found in the sea, possibly from the missing AirAsia flight QZ8501. An RAAF Orion aircraft reported to Indonesian authorities that the objects, perhaps debris from the plane, had been spotted near the Kalimantan in Borneo. However, Indonesian authorities say ships sent to the area could not locate those bits and pieces. The search from the plane got underway again at first light this morning. Peter Morosicki is an aviation expert and partner at Avlor Australia. Peter, welcome to RN Summer Brekkie.
Yes, good morning.
What's the latest that you're hearing as the search resumes this morning?
Well, at the moment, I don't think anything's really changed in terms of knowledge or any further intelligence on this aeroplane, but really, I would say that it's going to be a very difficult job to locate this aircraft, particularly in the area that they're talking about.
Yes, which still mystifies some as to why, in this time when we can track a mobile phone, we can't track an Airbus 320-200.
Well, they can actually track it. However, it's something that maybe the aircraft wasn't equipped with the normal tracking devices, but again, I'm not sure. It's not an aeroplane that I'm familiar with, this particular one, and I would say that if the aircraft had actually disappeared, like it had fallen out of the sky, it would basically be a very difficult aircraft to track anyway, because it would come down and vertically into the sea. That's if in fact that's what happened. But the evidence seems to suggest that that's exactly that's what could have happened.
The aircraft was new. The pilot was experienced, and the aircraft itself, the Airbus 320-200, does that have
a... So I believe. I believe it was a fairly new aircraft, and the pilot seemed to have a fair degree of experience from what's been printed in the in the press. But look, the tracking of aircraft is generally very easy if it's fully equipped with SATCOM and all the other devices that you would normally see on a large aircraft, and some of these small aeroplanes might not have these devices on board.
Yes, well, that's and it would seem, given the difficulty here, that something like that may be a factor. What do we know about the crash performance of this Airbus, a reliable and, in other respects, modern and well-equipped aircraft?
It is. It is. It's ostensibly these aircraft are actually quite well equipped and fairly reliable and generally trouble free. There's nothing to suggest otherwise.
The next thing, I guess, that will be if the plane did crash into the sea, if that turns out to be the hypothesis, would be the pinging from the black box flight recorder. That would be the next thing we're looking for.
Yeah, the flight recorder, flight data recorder, normally does emit signals for quite some time before the batteries go dead on the aircraft.
Yes, it seems to be, this is only the second of these sorts of incidents where a plane vanishes into the sea, but it seems to be deeply mysterious, I guess, until we can piece together some data and put some flesh to the story.
Well, look, it's more than likely that this aeroplane was actually tracked by satellite, and there would be satellite positioning as to precisely where it entered the sea, if it did in fact enter the sea. And as I said, at the moment it's all conjecture, but it would appear that the aircraft did fall out of the sky into the sea, and I would say that there's been satellite systems that would be able to track this aeroplane, particularly after the previous Malaysian event.
Well, you would imagine that's the case, or if that's not the case, that there'd be things that people now would be beginning to exercise their minds onto making slightly better systems from. Peter, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Peter Morosicki, an aviation expert, partner in Avlor Australia.